This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Into the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. We are broadcasting live from Rancho Santa Fe, California. Just been highlighting some of the topics that we were talking about in Surprise, Arizona, just over the last couple of days. Did an event there. Really cool people. Just had to take out the axe and lay it to the root of the tree and dealing with the issues in which we're having to deal with today, because most people haven't taken the time to do that. One of the topics, by the way, just let me just jump right back into this. And furthermore, if you want to jump in, you can call in at any time. Love to hear from you. We're set up with Comrac Stack. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Sons of Liberty Media.com, top left side of the page. There we are on social media platforms and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. I was talking a little bit about this during the last segment in part, and one of the things that I constantly do is break down the two-party system in the 101 party affiliations, which every single one of them are unconstitutional. And I think you got a really good taste of what I was talking about at concerning the content that I was covering for Surprise Arizona just over the break. You just heard how they're blaming each other. But, folks, the bottom line is they're only blaming each other, and that's all under false pretenses, because most people don't know that they're on the same team. They're owned by the same bad controllers, evil controllers, wicked men, the powers that are tolerated by the American people. And you can see it, because as they fight against each other, they're not the ones that are losing. They're the ones that are garnering more control over the American people. Who's losing? Without fail, the American people. The American people. And interestingly enough, and I'm going to come back to that in a moment, interestingly enough, you also heard a commercial about how the Supreme Court decided how they were just going to go ahead and take up Donald Trump's case. That is amazing. That is absolutely amazing, this trajectory that Donald Trump is obtaining. And it's amazing how much the mainstream media is giving him all the attention that he needs to put him back into office. In spite of the 1,000 other presidential contenders that are being completely ignored. Man, if I was one of those contenders running for the presidency of the United States of America, I'd be getting on as many networks as I possibly could and tearing down this establishment that everybody says that they're sick and tired of. Now, I want to go back to this divide and conquer thing really quick concerning the two-party system. You guys have all heard the deception, the great deception of the two-party system. And the way that I always lay the axe to the root of that tree is giving you a quote by the second president of the United States of America. But I want to bring in a second quote. But first, let's listen to what John Adams said. He said, "There's nothing which I dread so much as a division of the Republic, Article 4, Section 4, into two great parties. The American people not understanding that this is pro wrestling at its very worst, as Jesse Ventura, former governor of the Minnesota, state of Minnesota, said, pro wrestling and government are identical." The Americans don't realize this, that they're being played by these corrupt, controlled, extorted devils, John 8:44, that they listen to on a 24/7 basis. But John said, there's nothing which I dread so much as the division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader. That's right. Who's that? The Speaker of the House. And concerting measures in opposition to each other. Okay? This, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest evil under the Constitution. Americans, what is it that you didn't hear? Americans, what do I need to reiterate concerning how our forefathers established this country to understand that you're being played by a corrupt system? A small portion of American people in this country in the face of the 329.5 million people. Hey, folks, we're a constitutional republic. We're not to be led by the Speaker of the House in concerning measures in opposition to each other, nor we're to be unified under God's government through his establishment and his established law called the U.S. Constitution and its enumerated laws. Well, what kind of a warning did George Washington give? Listen carefully to what George Washington warned prophetically concerning the two-party system, which is unconstitutional. President George Washington said the alternate domination of one faction over another, sharpened by the spirit of revenge, natural to party dissension, which is different in different ages and countries, has perpetuated the most horrid enormities, is itself a frightful despotism. That means when you give power, all of our powers unto one people, a small group of people. You can also call it an oligarchy if you'd like. George Washington goes on, but that this leads at length to a more formal and permanent despotism, okay, where you're given absolute control over one or one group of people. The disorders and miseries which result gradually incline the minds of men to seek security and repose in the absolute party of an individual. That's what they're doing with Donald Trump right now. And sooner or later, the chief of some prevailing faction, more able or more fortunate than his competitors, turns this disposition to the purpose of his own elevation on the ruins, listen carefully, on the ruins of your public liberties. Americans, is that what's happening? Yep. The American people today are complaining about Joe Biden, but they're not paying attention to the fact that what they call the right are doing absolutely nothing in bringing forth the justice upon the likes of a Joe Biden. Hey, furthermore, speaking of Donald Trump, and I do need to add this, it's interesting how Donald Trump is out there. He's a bad con man. He's nothing but a childhood gossip is what he is. What is he doing? He's on the campaign trail again talking about treasonous Joe Biden. Americans, let me help you think through this for a moment, if you wouldn't mind. And here it is. Well, then why didn't Donald Trump take the Department of Justice and deal with treasonous Joe Biden when he had the opportunity to do so? Why didn't he do the same thing with Barack Hussein Obama, who he said was the biggest failure in American history? How come he didn't do that when he was calling out the crimes of Hillary and Bill Clinton? How come he didn't do that when he was calling out the crimes of the Bush regime? How come he dealt with none of these criminals? I mean, after all, Donald Trump is the one that said he was going to drain the swamp, and he did just the exact opposite. Folks, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to get some more topics right after this. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgednews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth of power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. 1-866-582-9933, broadcasting live from Rancho Santa Fe, California. Absolutely beautiful out here. Spraying like mad, but it is absolutely beautiful. In this state, I love California. And speaking of California, folks, concerning what I was just highlighting, we've been talking about much of the content that I was talking about in Surprise, Arizona, just over the last couple days, an event that I did there. It's interesting. So Daily Caller, which, by the way, I put up red flags, but this is pertinent, and it proves the point once again concerning our conversation. They just highlighted blue states prepare to enact a slew of left-wing laws in 2024. We're a constitutional republic. Article 4, Section 4, our rights come from God. Blue states, what are blue states? 1-866-582-9933. What are red states? Constitutionally, 1-866-582-9933. Somebody educate me as to be ignorant, illiterate, biblically and constitutionally. Because when you see this kind of nonsense, this is the conservatives fueling this narrative, which are yesterday's liberals. Matthew 5:13. These are men that are good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of men. Why? Because, once again, no reference to the law. Hey, folks, I didn't know that what they call the left wing even existed in the United States of America. No, again, equating to what they call the left, really what you're talking about is them committing transgression against the very laws that they're supposed to uphold. And who's promoting this message more than what you call the right? Nobody is. Just like I was talking about during the last segment, friends, that's all they're doing is accusing each other of what they're both guilty of. Why? Because they're all extorted. And what you really have to sincerely ask yourself, friends, concerning those that are in office, and I know good representatives, so I'm not saying every one of them is not elected, but you have to ask those that are in the public view, those that are constantly given the microphone and the cameras are constantly being put up to their face, and concerning them highlighting everything they want to whisper to the people, you have to ask yourself, friends, who they're working for, because it's not we the people. When you're listening to said conservatives talking about what the left is doing, again, friends, they're just showing you that they're not doing their job. The whole narrative that you just heard during the break here between last segment and this segment is the mainstream media highlighting the crimes of your government that is not doing, or nor are they doing their job. Because if they were doing their job, there wouldn't be anything called the left. Do you understand this? And this is the art of radio, once again, covering topics that we've covered 1,000 times, saying it a different way. I want to ask you the question. What they call blue state, what they call left wing, the conservatives, they're prepared to enact a slew of left wing laws. What are they talking about? Americans, what are you conditioned to talk about? Because none of this nonsense and this lawlessness even exists. You're hearing about how Mike Johnson's on the border talking about how this is all Joe Biden's fault. Well, Mikey, we know who you are. We know that you're appointed. We know that you're controlled opposition. We've seen what you did on the whole abortion issue. You're just as guilty as the people that you call out. You're not calling them out. You guys are the best of friends. You know, one of the topics that I brought up in Surprise, Arizona was this. Isn't it interesting how you see all these individuals that are running for the presidency of the United States of America? They act like they can't stand each other. And then once their incumbency, their tenures are over and serving special interest groups and doing their best in tearing down the Constitution and recreating it in their own global image, which is completely illegal. Isn't it interesting, folks, how when we see this happen, isn't it interesting how they take pictures of all of these people hanging out that are no longer incumbent with smiles on their face, giving each other hugs? Americans, you're being conned by a bunch of con men. And, of course, this all happens because of the faithlessness of the preachers in the church. We all understand that. But you know what? For the light that we have, Jesus told us to walk in it while we have it. So that's what we're doing here. I am sick and tired of being sick and tired of what you call the right, Americans, and what you settled for concerning the right, doing nothing but highlighting the crimes of what they call the left. As if to suggest, listen carefully, as if to suggest our said representatives had a right, or did they swear a different oath? Chapter 30, verse 2, and Numbers 23:23. Just came to my aid. As if to suggest they're there to enforce different laws. That's another thing. You know, what the Republicans are a government unto themselves, and the Democrats are a government unto themselves. And when they're in power, they can go ahead and do whatever they want to do. Isn't it interesting how the narrative from the mainstream media and the propagandists is always to attack the law abiders and not the law breakers? That's why it's called the Mockingbird Media, friends. It's CIA controlled. Can't find none of this in the Constitution. Can't find that our rights come from the government in any sense of the word. As a matter of fact, they derive their just powers from the consent of we the governed under God. Can't find none of that, but I can see throughout the Bill of Rights and all of these warnings and examples that our forefathers gave us that we're supposed to stand up lawfully against what we're seeing today. But if you don't want to, you don't have to. One of the things that we just heard a moment ago, friends, is a Texas sheriff predicting a tsunami. For those that listen to the show, it's another one of those, I'm trying to convey to you that when I get something from the Lord and I share it, which is far and few between, I'm telling you I have it, and I am telling you it is the Lord. But look at the vernacular that's being used today. again, and we're seeing this word being brought up over and over again, but a Texas sheriff is predicting a tsunami of migrants. Wow, isn't that something? A flood of tyrants. Well, should we go back 3 years ago and highlight the article of the said dream that the Lord gave me? We don't have to. You can call me what you will. But folks, if you look at the gifting of the prophetic, it stands very much in line with what we're talking about right now. And we hold to the law and the prophets here. Well, as the American people are becoming more and more desensitized, and they are acting, like I've seen in Arizona the other day, 2 days ago in Surprise, Arizona, as the American people are now deceiving themselves into believing that they're not under attack, that they're deceiving themselves now to believe that military-aged men are not coming into their country somehow or another, which we see, for those that are paying attention, that it is an occupation. It's an army of occupation. And we're seeing these people, these military-aged men, come from all over the world. Oh, in Kiosk, I do want to say that just this morning, someone sent me an article, I'm sorry, a video, showing me of an individual that was from Iran, and I can play this for you once we get back into Minnesota, but it was an Iranian that is coming into the America, Iran, right? The mainstream media tells you that they are our sworn enemies, but your borders are wide open to the Iranians. He is telling American media, what are you going to do when all of these Chinese and these Afghanis and these Ethiopians, what are you going to do when all of these countries that you've allowed your government to pillage, what are you going to do when they have any issue with China or Taiwan or Russia? What do you think all of those said refugees coming into America illegally, whose side, he asked, do you think they're going to take if they have a problem with America? It's another one of those, I love you enough to tell you, I told you so. I also told you, as I highlighted last week, that I am not going to stand back and watch these military-aged men that are being lured in by your said government, federal and state. I am not going to stand by and watch them abuse the American people. And I knew it was just a matter of time, and we showed you some video last week of an individual coming from the southern border who on camera in New York tried to sexually assault her. Okay? Man, I got a question for you. Football's still too important? We know it's taken precedent over you standing up to protect the lives of the innocent in the womb, and yet you have the audacity and the hypocrisy to call yourself a Christian. But I want you to see this, and I'll come right back to this in just a moment. But we have two Muhammads, one of them a Syrian refugee, rape a woman in Brooklyn, New York. Is this what sort of men you are? To stand back and tolerate this stuff, friend?
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News News Update.
New this Saturday, we learned Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has been in the hospital since Monday, and no one from the White House alerting the media or the public. Heavy criticism from reporters who cover the Pentagon. Austin reportedly being treated from complications following a minor elective medical procedure. Austin is 70 years old. Another handout to illegal aliens. A report from California that Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom will be giving free health care to another 750,000 illegals on top of the 1.1 already receiving it at taxpayer expense. This comes as California is facing its biggest budget deficit ever. One person killed, 12 hurt after a bus crashes in upstate New York on a highway near Lake George. Police say the bus rolled over. Detectives investigating the cause of the crash. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Again to the Sons of Liberty broadcasting from Santa Fe, Rancho Santa Fe, California. Did some events over in Arizona. We're in California. We're flying out of San Diego, and then we'll be back in the saddle shortly thereof, early next week. But with that said, friends, if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I sporadically throughout the show, if I get time, I'll go online and I'll look at live chat. And this is the kind of stuff that I'm talking about. And one of my friends online, Lori, just caught this. Ottman, and I'm not going after you, Ottman, but I do want to say this. It's interesting that you said, and this proves my point to a T, you said we had a perfectly good constitution until Obama and before started tearing it down. Now, it is true that Obama is a foreigner. He's a sodomite. Just ask him. Ask Michelle, who Obama called Michael on three different occasions. We played this video. When he left his criminal tenure, after entertaining America's sworn enemies, after Barack Hussein Obama was done giving the American people the finger over 1,168 times and tearing down the Constitution, right, he left office, he went over to Kenya, and he told the Kenyans that he was the first Kenyan-born president. This, of course, all had to happen after the fact. And remember, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Mark Levin, all the talking heads, the conservatives, they didn't want to touch that issue because if they did, they would have been out of a job. But we had Joe Arpaio from Maricopa County in Arizona that was going after Obama for being a fraud. But nobody cared about it until he left. And then remember, Donald Trump, speaking of which, also said he could come in and make null and void everything Obama did. But I want to make clear, Ottman, speaking to someone on live chat right now, I want to make clear that you're proving my point perfectly when you blame Barack Hussein Obama for the crimes that he committed in the face of 329.5 million people. This is what I'm talking about. You, Americans, you've been so desensitized and accustomed to play the same games that the Republicans and the Democrats are playing. You're following their lead to a T, and it's a bad example. Barack Hussein Obama violated the Constitution over 1,168 times because Americans allowed him to do it. It's the same thing happening with Donald Trump, Bill and Hillary Clinton, the Bushes, Ford, Nixon, Johnson. Go all the way back. The only reason they are destroying is because Americans, you are allowing them to destroy. I shared with you during the first segment of the show today where the American people stand up and demand justice. They get it. But see, if you're going to be allured and distracted by a bunch of actors, bad actors in politics, and you're going to continuously wait for them to do for you what you're supposed to do, you can already see that they're doing just the exact opposite. But let me finish this point. Ottman, you can't blame Barack Obama for what you tolerated. See, because Americans on a individual basis throughout this country are to take responsibility. So if they do it and they get away with it, it's because the American people let him do it and get away with it. You can blame Joe Biden all that you want to, like Mike Johnson is right now on the borders, and Jim Jordan is on the borders, and Jason Chaffetz is on the borders right now, but that's a bad, bad lead because I asked the question, where's the justice? There is none. So then how is it they're on two different teams? They're not. They're pushing the same narrative. You're being invaded by illegalies because they're drawing in to this country, and the American people are standing back watching a bunch of clowns in the circus of politics play the same games that they've been playing far too long in this country. And what's worse is they think that they're going to be exempt from the demise that they're creating for all of us. They have no idea that they're on the same ship yet. They know nothing of history. Yes, they're this ignorant, okay? So I wanted to make clear. Furthermore, if you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I wanted you to see this, folks. I was just talking about this during the last segment. I believe that you have not seen anything yet. But I can tell you this right now. These two Muhammads coming in from the Middle East, one of them a Syrian refugee, they raped a woman in Brooklyn. Last week, I highlighted the fact that a Mexican illegal that came into America was so emboldened on the street of New York, right in front of the cameras, decided to sexually assault a woman from New York. Now, we've been warned about this kind of stuff from Tommy Robinson over in the UK. We've been warned about this stuff from Germany, from France. What happens when these illegals come into their country, they begin to attack them. Yep. Why? Because they're bringing their culture in with them. And I want to remind everybody that federal law, listen carefully, federal law tells us that when these illegals that have come in to America and they've committed crimes against innocent constituents in the America that we now live, those that drew them in are accountable for their crimes. See, this is what's out of sight and out of mind to the American people. But I'll tell you what, if it was a crime that you committed, or you can look at January 6th, by the way, and it's, even if it's a crime that you didn't commit, this said government, this totalitarian government, this authoritarian government that you're empowering through your apathy and tolerance, friends, they're going to go ahead and just create all the crimes that they can. And during the end of the first hour, I told you folks, going back to the Third Reich once again, because that's where we're at, like it or not, it was the politicians that created these disgusting crimes. We were warned by Carl Doinitz. He said it was the politicians that created these disgusting crimes. It was the politicians that created the war. How do you stop all of this? Well, outside of the fact that if you don't want a war, send the politicians that are creating them. Absolutely. But that's not their end aim. They're going to make sure, along with the bankers and the military-industrial complex, working with a bunch of Judases within the halls of government, Luke 22:48, they're going to do their best to try to draft your kids into a war that they created. And Americans will somehow deceive themselves into believing that their kids did something honorable, when in fact, when you look at Amos 4, you can see when the Lord brought chastisement and judgments upon a people, he continuously told you, I did this, but you still didn't return unto me. Americans, that's where you're at. That's where you're at. The storm is going to increase. And as the American people are being lullied back to sleep by their corrupt politicians that are doing everything in their power to destroy your country, it's obvious that they're at war with the Constitution, friends. You can't say that nobody ever told you, because we told you. I want to say this, and I want to say it again. I am not going to stand by and watch a bunch of illegals bring harm to innocent people in this country. I'm not going to do it. Just wanted to let you know. Wanted to highlight this, too. This is information that's pertinent to what's going on, and I'm not going to let this go because they will try it again. But did you see this, friends? Look at this. This is interesting stuff. British Airways tragedy as steward, 52 years old, dies in front of passengers on plane due to takeoff from Heathrow for Hong Kong. Now, should we all stand back and act like a bunch of dentists with our hats on in the corner and act like we don't know why this is happening? You still have doctors from across the world that are telling you that this pandemic was created from start to finish. Matter of fact, the one that I'm going to highlight right now on screen on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, or beforeitsnews.com, is just this. Dennis Rancourt said that there was no pandemic. COVID-19 vaccines are a toxic substance. Now, we've been told that for the last 3 years. But simultaneously, when you sit down in a restaurant, you can't go to a restaurant anymore where there's not 15 television sets drowning out your conversation that you're trying to have with your family. Again, suppressing anything that would bring people together by driving the narrative that divides the American people. That's what I'm talking about in restaurants and the televisions. It's interesting that you will look up and you will see commercial after commercial after commercial of Big Pharma driving the shot regardless of the blood that they already have on their hands. Americans, do you not realize that these people don't think like you? These people, these devils, these wicked doers have seared their consciences long ago. These are the people that advocated the murder of over 70 million babies, and you still think somehow or another there's goodness in these people? No, there's none good. No, not one. And furthermore, the mercies of the wicked, it tells us in the book of Proverbs, is cruelty. The mercies of the wicked are cruelty. You are dealing with a mass amount of murder, genocide. You are dealing with those that are setting the narrative that are repeat criminals. So don't be surprised, and we're seeing this all over the place, and in Kiev, maybe I need to bring this up as well. We did see this, that in Florida, of course, after the damage is done, we have the...
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi there, I'm Ken Crow, conservativedailybriefing.com. I have never in my life heard a more powerful message from a more patriotic person. Bradley Dean is the epitome of liberty, freedom, and patriotism. Get out here, Bradley Dean. You won't hear a better speaker.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks, broadcasting live from Rancho Santa Fe, California. Interestingly enough, the Florida Surgeon General, after all of this is said and done with, is now calling for a halting to the use of mRNA COVID vaccines. Okay? He said, as always, Florida will put scientific integrity and the safety of our citizens above profit-fueled agendas. Yeah. Yeah. Why would he need to say that if he wasn't guilty of it? You know, I've been talking to a young man who happens to be my son, and he keeps saying, in all honesty, and I say to him, I say, why do you keep saying in all honesty or to be honest? Because the minute you say in all honesty or to be, when you say to be honest, really what you're telling people, if a cop pulled you over and you said to be honest, you just put a flag up right there for him to question the content of what you're sharing with him, whether it be true or not true. But he's going to lean to the fact that you're already trying to put up a shield concerning the truth of the matter because you're trying to cover up a lie. And I'm not saying that in every given scenario, but I told him, I said, quit saying that because then people will question your integrity. And the reason I'm saying that, folks, is because Why would the Florida Attorney General wait for 3 years after the agenda? This was just January 3rd, folks, 3 days ago. Why would he say that Florida will put scientific integrity and the safety of our citizens above profit-fueled agendas? Because that's what he's guilty of. That's why he said it. He's trying to shield you from what they're guilty of. Okay? And that's called operating under fiend or under false pretenses. But if you look at SB 2006, Ron DeSantis already signed onto a bill to basically give power to the Department of Health in his state through administrative law, which undermines constitutional law, to go ahead and force vaccinate at will and to quarantine at will. So don't sit there and tell me about how you're looking out for the American people, because that's not at all what you're doing. And furthermore, why is it taking you 3 years to catch up, dude? Taking you 3 years to catch up. This last week, I highlighted the fact that the Supreme Court, if you want to call it that, the Supreme Court filled with injustices, unelected bureaucrats. And when I say injustices, that's exactly what they are. You've seen how the Supreme Court, speaking of the very topic in which we're highlighting now, came in and told the American people, no, listen carefully, no, said they. You cannot hold Big Pharma or those in this fascist state, Isaiah 28, verse 18. No, you cannot hold corporations and Big Pharma accountable for the crimes of forcing vaccinations that have created death and side effects. Did you see this? Your said Supreme Court said, no, you cannot enforce the law against the crimes that they have committed against you. Now, keep in mind, these ones that forced federal employees to take a said experimental jab are not accountable for the content in which they forced onto their employees. Has anybody in their lives ever heard of a corporation or an employer able to operate in such a fashion where they can indemnify themselves against the crimes or the damage or death that they have created? Absolutely not. But your federal government just did. The Supreme Court stood up, and instead of enforcing the law, they violated the law. Again, this is the same Supreme Court that illegally sanctioned the murder of the innocent and said it was a woman's free choice to murder 70 million babies. That's the equivalent to 18 states. I want you to think about that. This is the same court that's now telling you, nope, they were looking out for your good by taking the experimental jab. Americans, do you have eyes to see and do you have ears to hear concerning what's going on? The Supreme Court, it is their job to uphold the law, to discover the law and apply the law, not to tear away at the law and protect the corrupt. But guess what they're doing? They're protecting the corrupt. And why are they protecting the corrupt? Because they know that the American people are going to let them do it again and again and again. And I feel pressed in spirit to tell you this, even as we're speaking now. You do understand, friends, that not everyone's going to sit down on this, right? I just did an article where not everyone is going to stand down on sonsoflibertymedia.com, where the military men are standing up and demanding justice over the forced jab. But simultaneously, at the same time, the Supreme Court comes out and says, nope, we're not going to hold them accountable for the crimes that they committed against you. And while they're forcing experimental jabs on your military men, your boys, your husbands, your grandpas, your family members, whatever the case might be, they're illegally alluring illegals into this country. Americans, that is the perfect recipe, and it's the perfect exhibition of Scripture to a T, which is found in Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28, starting verse 15 in both chapters. I keep pointing my finger to that direction because that's exactly where America is at. If you look at Leviticus 26, it starts out little by little by little, and the judgments become more increasingly violent. And, again, Americans, that's where we're at today. But the good news is not everybody in the military is going to stand down concerning what's going on here, friends. No, they didn't stand down. They stood up. But at the same time, the Supreme Court once again shows you where its loyalties lie, and it's not with the law. It's not with the people that they are to serve. The only people that are going to be able to change things that are going on in this country are those that are empowered by the Holy Ghost, those that have repented before God, those that have been chosen by God, that have been led to the foot of the cross by the use of the law, Galatians 3:24, which brings about Acts 20, verse 21, and are empowered by the Holy Ghost because we understand as Christians that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, and that's why I continuously keep pushing the American people back over the top of the hill, rolling Zion forward. Why? Because I know that we can do it. I know that we can do it. If I didn't think that we could do it, I wouldn't have been doing this for 24 years. That's why I'm out on, you know, and I'm humored by people talking about how they're on the cutting edge and how they're on the front line. No, friends, they're not. They're not. People that are on the front lines are those that are being censored, those that are being suppressed. That's what big tech companies are doing to this ministry. When your life is being threatened and the federal government and state government refuses to intercede and uphold the law against those that are harassing you and your ministry, that's what's happening to this ministry. We've gotten bomb threats to this ministry. The FBI did absolutely nothing, and even acknowledging these crimes, though they knew exactly where they were coming from, the harassment we have all on video. We have it sent out to attorneys sent throughout the United States of America. We have files sent into the FBI, again, only to show you, friends, as to what is happening within these alpha agencies. They are not working for you. They are a bunch of useful idiots selling themselves out to their own people and to their own country, because surely if they were doing their job, they would be dealing with the people that are causing them to lie and steal and kill just like their father. But that's not what they're doing. Folks, don't say that you're out there on your own. You're not. You and the Lord are in the majority, and you need to stand alone if need be, because like Paul, understand, while other men flee, the Lord will stand with you, and he will strengthen you, and he will protect you. For after all, when you look at Scripture, friends, the promises in Christ Jesus are yea and amen. And when the Lord said that it's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble the righteous, he meant just that. He also meant, when he said, touch not mine anointed, he meant just that. He also meant that when the enemy comes out against us one way, that they will flee before us seven ways. He meant just that. He meant just that when he said in Proverbs 28 as a blessing that the people of the earth that are called by the name of the Lord, they will be feared by other men. And there's men out there that want to test their steel, but they can continuously test their steel so they can find out the hard way. Hopefully it happens where they learn the lesson before they lose their life and their soul in the process. Because we are preachers and we desire redemption, not destruction, because the Lord doesn't. And if we hold his heart, that's how we see it. But understand, folks, the promises are for us, not against us. And we're called to be made more than conquerors through him that loved us. We love you by what we do, and we will talk to you in one day in 23 hours. Have a great weekend. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.